Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get wrong, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. When Lum fell off the platform after the prince's phony healing ceremony last night, he thought he had really broken his leg this time. Fortunately, however, it was only a slight ankle sprain, and Lum was able to throw aside the bandages, the splints, and the crutches. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store, and from their conversation, it is apparent that the squire and the prince are losing no time in promoting their healing racket. Listen.
$300. I don't think Grandma Masters has got that much money.
Well, she's bound and determined she's going to raise it, Lum. Fact says she's willing to do anything to get that broke hip of hers healed up.
Yeah, don't blame her for that, but that seems awful high. Especially with the little amount of work the prince has to do. Just mumble a few words and wave his arms around here.
Yeah.
He ought to do it for nothing. Poor woman has suffered as much as she has.
Why, sure he ought to. Looks to me like you paid him enough for everybody to get him to come down here.
How much is he charging Davis's to heal up their little boy's broke arm?
Well, they're making him a special price of just $50, I think it is. On account of boy being under 12 years old, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see all these folks healed up all right, but it does seem like them prices is awful expensive.
Yeah, special when the prince don't guarantee to cure them and makes them pay in advance.
It don't seem just right.
You know, what seems sort of funny to me, Lum, is that the prince wouldn't do nothing about your leg when you fell off the platform last night. Long as you paid him that much money, it does look like he'd at least do something about a sprained ankle.
Well, the way Squire explained that, see, the prince was too exhausted after he healed me the first time. It took him quite a while to get his magic powers rounded up again.
Well, I don't see why. He never had to do no actual healing on you.
That's right, yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Why, sure. I doggies, I believe the prince is going to do a grand office business around here, though, Lum.
Yeah, I don't know how many folks has called me up today wanting to know if he actually cured me.
I know it. They've been asking me that, too.
I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to recommend the prince or not. Squire says he can cure him, but I ain't got no actual proof of it. Curing that leg of mine wasn't nothing. Wasn't even broke to start with.
No, but you can't tell them that he never cured it, or they'll catch on if your leg weren't old.
Yeah, I know. Maybe this prince idea wasn't such a good idea after all.
Well, he at least fixed things to where you don't have to wear them bandages no more, Lum, and you got to throw them crutches away.
Yeah. Seems like I just have to keep right on telling stories, though. Just get myself in deeper all the time. I get embarrassed how anybody asks me about him curing me. Have to stand up and look friends right now and tell them a story.
Yeah, well, he just ain't no other way out of it.
Wait a minute, there's Cedric coming up there in front.
Oh, yeah.
Come in, Cedric.
Howdy, Cedric. Come on back.
Howdy. How's your broke leg feel today, Mr. Lum?
It ain't broke no more.
I mean the one you broke falling off the platform last night.
Oh, it wasn't my leg. You just sprained my ankle, sort of.
Boy, that prince can sure heal him, can't he?
Well, he at least fixed it to where Lum could throw away his crutches. I'll say that fine.
Boy, I never did figure out how he'd done that, neither. Sitting right up there in front, too. I believe there's a trick to it.
What do you mean, trick to it?
Well, all he done was just say some of them Hindu words and wave some magics over you, and you got up and walked off.
Oh, yeah.
Could you feel the bones growing back together, Mr. Lum?
No, I don't believe I did, Cedric.
Well, didn't the prince fix broke watches, too?
Watches?
Yes, Mom, I've got one that won't run. I just wondered if he couldn't wave some magic over it for me.
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, he can fix a broke table, can you?
Cedric, he don't fix nothing except something like my broke leg last night.
Well, that's what's wrong with our table. It's got a broke leg.
He just cures broke bones, Cedric, on humans.
Oh, wish I had a broke something, boy. I sure would get him to fix it.
Squire Skimp coming up out there along.
Huh?
Squire Skimp.
Oh, holler at him. I want to talk to him.
Well, he's coming in.
Well, good, good. He's got to come down in healing prices for the prince.
Why, sure, or two.
Great. You have this town broke. Come in, Squire.
Howdy, Squire.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Lord, I guess it feels pretty good to be walking on two legs again, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does, Squire.
Well, it certainly works, I'll say that. The whole town is talking about nothing else but your miraculous cure.
Oh, my, yeah, that phone's been ringing all day, folks call me.
Some fella called up a while ago from Odin, said his paw was in an accident this morning in a wagon and a young span of mules, and he was run away, and he fell out of the wagon and broke his collarbone.
Well,
tell him to come right over on. The prince will fix him up.
Well, he said he was coming on. He's asked me how much you charge to fix him.
Yes, well, get him over here. I'll make a deal with him of some kind. Lom, what I want to talk to you about, now that the prince has done so much for you, I'm sure that you'll be more than glad to reciprocate.
Oh, yeah, I'll be glad to do what, Squire?
To do something for the prince in return.
Oh, yeah, I reckon so. What was it?
Why, well, we just wanted you to go over and talk to Grandpa Masters a little for us, Lum.
Grandpa Masters?
Yes, yes. His wife wants the prince to cure her broken hip. But Grandpa seems to feel a little reluctant to pay the fee. And I know, because he has such a great deal of respect for you, that you can talk him into it.
Well, don't you think $300 is a little high to ask him old folks to pay for it?
High? Long after the way that poor old lady has suffered with that hip, I don't think any amount of money that you could name is too high.
Well, another thing, what paying for an advance that away? What if the prince don't heal her?
You just let the prince worry about that, Lum. He's never failed yet.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, if he's for sure he can do it, what's wrong with waiting till after he's done it, get his pay? I know good and well that if the prince succeeds in healing Grandma's hip, why, Grandpa will be able to dig up the money some of us and be glad to do it, too. Fact is, if he can't, I'd be willing to chip in myself.
Yes, sir, so would I.
Well, now, there's no need of doing that. Grandpa Masters has the money. Don't worry about that a minute. In fact, he's already told me that he has. Now, all I'm asking you to do, Lum, is just go over there and convince him to turn the money over to us in advance. That's the only way the prince will work.
Squire, I ain't gonna do it.
What? What's that, Lum?
You heard what I said. I ain't gonna do it.
Why, Lum Edwards, you should be ashamed of yourself. After all that the prince has done for you.
Well, when you come right down to it, Squire, the prince ain't never actually done nothing for me, except what I paid him for. How do I know he can sure enough heal anybody?
Now, listen to me, Lum.
No use talking, Squire. I ain't going to do it.
Hmm. Abner, I wish that you and Cedric would step out of the store for a few minutes, if you don't mind. I have something I'd like to say to Lum in private.
Well, we won't listen, Squire.
Go ahead, Abner. You and Cedric going outside.
Well, all right. Come on, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Did you see the prince ask him about that table leg, Mr. Lum?
Yeah, all right, Cedric.
Now, Lum, up until now, I've been very patient with you. But your attitude forces me to reveal something to you which may be a little shocking.
What do you mean by that?
Prince Ally Kush can no more mend a broken bone than I can fly.
You mean that the prince is a fake?
Yes, Lum, that's exactly right. And now, if you don't want the good people of this town to know that you played an underhanded trick on them, I would suggest that you run over and have a little chat with Grandpa Masters.
Oh, that's fine. All right, Grannies, I'll go over there. But I ain't going to tell him what you think I am.
What's that?
I'll tell him what a ornery, low-down snake in the weed you are. I'll tell him the whole truth.
Hold on now,
sir, I mean it. I ain't going to stand by and see you and the prince kill a poor old woman. I'm going to tell Grandpa Masters and Mrs. Davis and all them others you're fixing to swindle. I'll have you run out of town, that's what I'll do.
I don't think you'll do that, Lum. You know, it gets mighty lonesome up there in the penitentiary.
Penitentiary?
Yes, you know, there's still a little matter about you defrauding the insurance company, Lum, taking money under false pretenses.
I never taken no money from the insurance company.
No? If you remember correctly, Lum, you received a check for $100 from the insurance company made out to Lum Edwards. You endorsed that check.
Yeah, but I never cashed it. I give it back to you.
I cashed it, Lum.
You cashed it?
Yes, yes, I cashed it.
You told me you was going to send it back to them.
Well, I didn't, Lum, and the check is going in with your endorsement on the back of it. So now the company has all the proof it needs that you accepted the money. All I have to do to send you to the penitentiary is to inform them of your phony broken leg.
Well, I just...
So it's entirely up to you, Lum. You can either convince Grandpa Masters to pay us the $300, or you can be a noble fellow and tell your friends the truth and spend a few years in the penitentiary. Think it over, Lum. I'll be in my office, and when you make up your mind, why, let me know. Good day.
Well, I'll be dead blame.